Earlier this month, the Wisconsin Supreme Court approved a legislative map drawn by Governor Tony Evers. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected the decision because of the way it applied the Federal Voting Rights Act to draw a new majority black district in Milwaukee. University of Wisconsin-Madison election law professor Rob Yablon says the U.S. Supreme Court left the door open to the state court approving Evers' map again, if it more thoroughly shows its work this time. He says justices could also leave most of Evers' map in place and just adjust in Milwaukee.
So the Wisconsin Supreme Court could say, well, we've already approved the rest of the map without any problems. Let's just tweak that part of the state.
Yablon says the court could also adopt a new map drawn by someone else, like the legislature. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.